He was in the Pro Football Hall of Fame's first class, and his 9 seasons with the Chicago Bears saw him star on both sides of the football. I take you to the museum that honors the hometown hero on this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In northern Minnesota, you'll find a museum dedicated to one of the greatest football players of all time.
Bronco Nagurski was a Chicago Bears football player. He signed with the Bears in 1930 for $5,000. It made him one of the highest paid football players during that time.
Ashley Levine is the director of the Coochachin County Historical Society and the Bronco Nagurski Museum. At 6'2" tall and 230 pounds, Bronco was a large man for the era, and all kinds of tall tales sprouted around his college recruitment from extreme northern Minnesota.
The story is that he was discovered while he was plowing a field without a horse, and they stopped to ask for directions, and he just picked up the plow and pointed, you know, how to get to wherever. Of course, that story is not true.
At the University of Minnesota, he was an All-American selection at both fullback and defensive tackle. He began his pro career with the Chicago Bears in 1930. He was known for his ability to simply plow straight ahead through tacklers.
One of the favorite things that people enjoy about his Hall of Fame stuff is his ring. His ring size was a size 19.5, and he did wear that on his actual, like, ring finger, and we have a replica ring that we let people try on.
Bronco was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame's very first class. He retired from the Bears after the 1937 season, but came back for another season in the 40s.
In 1943, there were so few men because they were all enlisted in the war, and Bronco could not enlist in World War II. He had tried, but he had way too many sports injuries, so he ended up playing his 9th season with the Chicago Bears, and they ended up winning a championship that year.
But Bronco had another sport career that may have surpassed his 9 pro football seasons. That's next time as we travel the countryside. In International Falls, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.